And I didn't want to do that to him. He was already in a seat. So, I mean, out of respect for everybody else, I'm not going to tell anyone to get up. And he was very gracious. Big Fatty came over and said, you know, is it okay if I sit over there with them? And I was like, of course, absolutely. So we got to admire one another from afar. And at least I got to see Squeaky Kitty. So that's all that matters.
Yes. Squeaky Kitty made a surprise
Squeaky
appearance.
Squeaky Kitty did make an appearance and molested me.
Yes.
That was one of Gambit's best favorite moments of the entire night. The whole Squeaky Kitty thing. He kept talking about it.
Well, to be fair, he is simple.
That is true.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And at least I got to see Squeaky Kitty, so that's all that matters.
Yes, Squeaky Kitty made a surprise
Squeaky
appearance.
Squeaky Kitty did make an appearance and molested me. And I didn't want to do that to him.
Well, to be fair, he is simple.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2965 of the BFO for two, I say choosy, the 11th of June 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to talk a little bit about the quiz program. Yes, everybody. These three players are going after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as we play the most exciting game of their lives from Television City in Hollywood. Big Fatty is on ABC now. Never mind. Y'all, do you recognize that sound? Y'all, it says, hello, whammies, Big Fatty. I had originally said that the Pressure Luck was going to debut on Wednesday night, the 12th, but y'all, it appears it's debuting tonight, Tuesday night at 10 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time on the ABC Television Network. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, set your VRCs for that one. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Box, no whammies.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 11th of June, yes, Big Fatty, the debut of the Pressure Luck. It's true, y'all, it's also a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, I thought Taylor the Latte Boy already had his celebration. No, I said her. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why I said that. Oh, well, no, it's not Taylor. Oh, then it's Rodan. No, it is Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Taffy. Squeaky Kitty loves Taffy even more because Squeaky Kitty has been in Taffy's bazooms. It's true. Big Fatty. Never know where Squeaky Kitty's gonna go. Well, you know, it's just always an adventure. Yes, Big Fatty. You know, Taffy. Big Fatty has met Taffy many times at the Good Days and out there in the Lost Wages at the Pride 48. And y'all, she's coming. She's coming. Yes, Big Fatty, with Tank. No, she's coming to the Pride 48 in Nolens. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And and y'all, she's one of the suits. Yes, Big Fatty, the tailor's the skirt and the Taffy's the suit. That's right. But anyway, y'all, it is none other than Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, one of the sweetest people that you will ever meet. And y'all, if that's not reason enough to come to Pride 48 in Nolens in August, I don't know what is. Yes, Big Fatty, I don't either. But y'all, if you see Taffy Carlisle Huffington on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets pounded like a big old piece of pound cake. Big Fatty, I am vulgar. I don't believe I said that. Yes.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Extra Fav was probably up late last night watching the Tonys. It's true. Y'all, a couple of things before I get into my day in Fat Acres. Y'all, going back to the weekend, y'all, part of the event over we had folks come up and do body shots off of the Pwn Stars. And, y'all, we had six different Pwn Stars. And, y'all, I couldn't believe it. But four of them had never participated in body shots. And, y'all, I just cannot believe that. Me? Hey, I couldn't either as I was doing I kept getting hair in my teeth. Anyway, hair in the teeth. Yes, Big Fatty. But... Big Fatty, I'm as vulgar as you. Y'all, and I just glanced over yesterday that DJ Ron from the I think he's in St. Petersburg, which is just short just a little bit further south of Tampa. Big Fatty, has Guru Nudie died? I think he probably has. But we will probably ought to play the bagpipes. DJ Ron and his new beau, Gary with two R's, were there. This was Gary's first visit to the Metropolis. And y'all, they evidently had a lovely time. Y'all, 11-hour drive back to St. Petersburg in the rain. And y'all, that's just not good. Not good at all. But I'm happy to say that they did make it safely. Sunday afternoon... right before I, Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? No, I'm just a little belchy. I was sitting here at the villa, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! Sunday afternoon, I'm just sitting here minding my own. Okay. And it was a young man visiting. Y'all, he was visiting from Oakland. Oh, Big Fatty, does he know the big liar? I don't know. He probably knows to keep his distance, because, you know, the big liar, Mike's in Oakland, Joe's in L.A. Latino, no, that's Joe's a Latino slob. y'all, he was visiting family here in Upchuck, and he just needed a break. He just needed a break, and I said, come on. And y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, he's half my age. Big Fatty, you kept up with him, though. I did indeed. Anyway, he's going back to Oakland today, but I told him, I said, well, if you next time you come for a visit, remember Big Fatty. He says, no, thank you for calling. And so that was that. Y'all watched the Tony Awards on Sunday night. Y'all, I fixed a casserole. It was macaroni and cheese and broccoli. And I took some chicken bazooms and sliced it into thin little pieces and fixed it all together and baked it. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. So y'all, I watched the Tony Awards. Y'all fixed me a bowl of popcorn. A bowl of popcorn while I enjoyed that. It was very entertaining. There was a lot of homosexuals there. Yes, Big Fatty, it's almost like going to Pride 48. No, it's nothing like But going to the rawhide. Well, okay. I found it very interesting that many of the commercials were for that Truvada, the prep. It's just, you know, you don't really see those on the TV machine, especially not in volume. And y'all, then there was another one from the P Flag that was talking about how folks had come out to their parents, and the parents turned their nose and turned their backs on them and everything, and it got around to the parents trying to make amends and all this kind of stuff, and how difficult it was for them to do that and all, and how much it meant when they did that. Y'all, I just found the commercials, they were hitting the right audience, that's for damn sure. So anyway, and y'all enjoyed the Tonys, went to bed. Whitman Tinker didn't visit for long. He just kind of poked his head in for a little bit, and y'all finally went to sleep. Got up on Monday morning, had my coffee, and y'all, I did not do a morning nipple walk because y'all, it was either 90 something degrees outside with the humidity, or it was pouring down rain. So I did not get a morning nipple walk on Monday. I'm not sure I'm gonna get an afternoon one either, but we're gonna have to see how it is. Y'all, I'm not gonna put myself in danger. You know, you gotta look out for the elderly when the temperatures get high. Yes, Big Betty. But y'all, I got my share, and then I went over to the Sam's Club. I wanted to get a rotisserie chicken, and I got that. And y'all, I ended up getting a big thing of paper towels. And y'all, I wasn't going to get the toilet paper, but y'all, they had a package that had 9 free rolls in it. Big Fatty in the way, yes, you're just blowing it out. So I went ahead and got that. Now, y'all, I got some ground beef, and I cooked half of it. I'm going to make some, half of it I put in the freezer, and then of the other half, I'm going to make some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. And y'all, then I made some sloppy joes with the the other half of that, and that's what I'm belching right now. And then I also, I got some of that gyro meat that I bought out at the Sam's Club before. It was really quite tasty. Yes, Big Betty, you'll burp it up later in the week. It's true. And y'all, I filled up with petroleum. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it, y'all. It was, let me just see, $2.08 a gallon. Big Fatty, I hear the steam coming out of Dr. Stone's nose and ears. You're $2.08, that's pretty good. I wonder if Jeremiah's getting it cheaper. Big Fatty, you're talking about gas, right? Yes. y'all, and then I came back here to the villa, and I cooked my sloppy joes and browned my ground beef for the Italian Mussolini spaghetti. I didn't have an onion or any mushrooms or anything, so I'm going to wait and cook those once I go to the Von's East this week. But I wanted to go ahead and cook the meat. Yes, Big Fatty, cook the meat. And y'all, then I was sitting here at the villa, and this happened.
Mystery Date, are you ready for your mystery?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! By the way, y'all, okay, thank you. Yes! By the way, I was told by my friends Jerry and Rick that when I have returning gentlemen callers, that they are not mystery dates, and I've got to come up with some sort of new bumper, some sort of new musical bumper. for when a returnee comes. But I think we're too close to the end. Big Fatty, I bet you somebody can come. Digger will come up with one. Anyway, y'all, by the way, speaking of Digger, the old gal, she's written another story she's posted. And it reminded her of Digger. And something about a slice of cheese and some onion. I don't know. This was a gentleman caller that has been interested in Big Fatty, and y'all, our schedules just had not meshed enough, and y'all, he had taken the day off. He had, as he said, he took a personal day. Yes, Big Fatty, a personal day, and he came over here to the villa, and had a little special chair time and a little humpity bumpity, and y'all, it was just lovely. And I think he's going to be coming back. Big Fatty, he was doing something else all over the sheet. I think that's y'all. There's evidently some sort of big news about the Big Brother coming up. They had some sort of teaser or something like that. Big Fatty, shouldn't you be doing the quiz program? No, we're just going to do this. Just include it. Y'all, I checked right before I went on to record the little show. I didn't see anything. And y'all, evidently the Chin Bot, they have not approved her final contract yet. So, you know, is the Chin Bot coming back or not? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, 2 weeks from today, Tuesday the 25th, that's when the premiere episode of The Big Brother is going to be. The house guests will go into the house around the 18th, and y'all, that means that they're going to be sequestered sometime this week, probably today or tomorrow. I think we'll be getting some more clues and spoilers out there. Yes, Big Fatty, better spoilers than soilers. Yes, we've got enough soilers with Granny. Yes, Big Fatty. And there's another new quiz program. I think it's debuting on the 20th. I think it's the 20th. Y'all, it's called Holy Moly, Big Fatty Vulgar. It has nothing to do with a gentleman call. Y'all, it's about putt-putt golf. And they're competing for cash prizes, cash money from the ATM machine. And that's going to be on the ABC. And y'all, the Pyramid debuted on Sunday night. And y'all, on Wednesday night, the new Cod Shocks is going to be debuting. And another episode of the... of the pressure luck, and y'all, it's just quiz program a palooza. Oh, dear, I see quiz program a palooza this summer. Yes, Big Fatty, it is indeed. So there you have it, y'all, keep Archer in your thoughts, y'all. I'm worried about him because there was a big Macintosh event, and y'all, he hadn't done a little show to talk about it, and y'all, I'm worried sick. Worried sick about him. Big Fatty, maybe he's gotten a life. Maybe so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the... And Taffy, when you're getting the birthday humpity bumpity, what are you thinking about?
And at least I got to see Squeaky Kitty, so that's all that matters.
Yes, Squeaky Kitty made a surprise
Squeaky
appearance.
Squeaky Kitty did make an appearance and molested me, and I didn't want to do that to him.
Well, to be fair, he is simple.
Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty's over here lactating!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.